Friday, February 6th. Memorial of St. Paul Miki and Companions, Martyrs. The first reading from Sirach chapter 47, verses 2 through 11. Like the choice fat of the sacred offerings, so was David in Israel. He made sport of lions as though they were kids, and of bears like lambs of the flock. As a youth he slew the giant and wiped out the people's disgrace, when his hand let fly the sling stone that crushed the pride of Goliath. Since he called upon the Most High God, who gave strength to his right arm to defeat the skilled warrior and raise up the might of his people, therefore the women sang his praises and ascribed to him tens of thousands and praised him when they blessed the Lord. When he assumed the royal crown, he battled and subdued the enemy on every side. He destroyed the hostile Philistines and shattered their power till our own day. With his every deed he offered thanks to God Most High in words of praise. With his whole being he loved his Maker, and daily had his praises sung. He led singers before the altar, and by their voices he made sweet melodies. He added beauty to the feasts, and solemnized the seasons of each year, so that when the holy name was praised, before daybreak the sanctuary would resound. The Lord forgave him his sins, and exalted his strength forever. He conferred on him the rights of royalty, and established his throne in Israel. Haydock Commentary. Like the choice fat of the sacred offerings, so was David in Israel. The fat was deemed most delicate. He made sport of lions as though they were kids, tearing them to pieces with the greatest ease. See 1 Samuel 17:34. He wiped out the people's disgrace when they were no longer under the control of the Philistines. David was always very grateful. His pure and sincere heart pleased God more than his other works. The Gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why the mighty powers are at work in him." Others were saying, "He is Elijah." Still others, "He is a prophet like any of the prophets." But when Herod learned of it, he said, "It is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised up." Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. His own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her, "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" Her mother replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, "I want you to give to me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Haydock Commentary. The Herod here mentioned was the son of the Herod from whom St. Joseph fled with Jesus and Mary into Egypt. So says St. John Chrysostom. How great was the envy of the Jews is easily to be conceived from this passage. They can believe that John is risen from the dead and appeared in public again, although no one gave testimony that this was the case. But that Jesus, so much favored by God, who worked so many and so great miracles, should be risen again, is incredible to them, although attested by angels, by apostles, by men, women, and persons of every denomination. They still assert that the body of Jesus was stolen. So says Venerable Bede. Some think that Herod entertained and showed a particular respect and value for John the Baptist, yet others think that he merely had a watchful eye over him and sought only for an occasion to take him off. Church history informs us that Christians were accustomed to frequent the tomb of John the Baptist with great piety and respect, till the reign of Julian the Apostate, at which time the pagans, through hatred for Christianity, broke open his tomb and dispersed his bones. But immediately after, thinking it better to burn them, they endeavored to collect them again. But some religious of a neighboring convent, joining themselves to the pagans under pretense of collecting the bones to burn, secreted the greater part of them and sent them to Philip at Jerusalem, who sent them to Athanasius, Bishop of Alexandria. And in the reign of Theodosius, the temple of Serapis was converted into a Christian church and dedicated to the honor of John the Baptist, where his relics were deposited.